It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath, talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long.
What's going on, everybody?
Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate.
All right. Tell them that God's gonna cut them down.
I gotta get into these this UFO talk for just a second. I have to.
Let's do it.
So, if y'all haven't been following the news or whatever, they made a law where, so basically, like the government wanted to spend like some $1 trillion on UFO, you know.
They just snuck it in.
They snuck it in, yeah. Right? So they wanted to spend all this stuff on, you know, and it was a crap ton of money. But the one of the attorneys was like, okay, if we do this, you have to tell them why we're spending this money, because they're going to wonder why.
Right.
This is a crap ton of money. And so they signed the petition or the law or whatever where, you know, all this stuff can come out. And they admitted that, you know, unidentified flying objects are real and all these different videos and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I've been watching a lot of videos. I've been, you know, I'm up there alone at the truck. So I'm like, I'm up the sky. I'm like, come on, please let me see something. I just hope, you know, I don't want to get like, I hope they're not, I don't know. It's crazy. You look at all of it. You see the video where that thing just came shooting out of the water?
Yeah.
Like, we know more about space than we know about the depths of the ocean.
That's true. That's true.
You know, and I was saying earlier that I think it's the Lost City of Atlantis or something crazy like that.
No, it's...
I mean, for something to shoot out of the water like that, and then you sit here and you... What was that? Pluto?
Plato.
Plato. Sorry, not Pluto. Plato.
Pluto's the planet. Plato's the guy.
Plato's a guy. He's an old Greek philosopher guy. Way back in the day said that he was at the city of Atlantis or whatever, and they had, like, flying machines and stuff like that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, that everything went in the ocean, you know, so blah, blah, blah. Right. And then now we got spaceships, you know. And the crazy thing is, if you look at some of these videos, it's like me on a bicycle trying to race a jet. That's how much faster in advance they are, it seems like.
And people ask me this, there's so many different angles on this. It's one of three things when you see something up there that's unexplained.
Yeah,
it's either a phenomenon, like, you know, there's phenomenons that happen that are naturally that are happening that get mistaken for
things.
And, you know, also weather balloons. You know, you can explain away a lot of this stuff. The majority of the stuff you can explain away. The second thing that worries me the most is
probing,
that
being probed. That would suck.
That would stuff. But it's also, is it a secret program for us, or is it a secret program for another country?
But and I mean, if it's a
but I'm just classifying them.
Our rockets would be way freaking better if we had. You know what I'm saying?
We're
in these junk machines going up to freaking space. Like, come on, if we had that technology, like, showing.
But I'm saying, I hope the hell the Chinese and the Russians don't have it. But
I agree with
that. Yeah. So I'm just classifying, and the third one is we don't know what the hell it is.
Yes.
You know? And it's what is the most secretive organization in the United States?
Area 51.
That's an area, but who owns Area 51? That's a good one that you don't know.
Not the government.
The government does, okay. But which part of the government owns it?
CIA.
IRS.
Nope. This is it. Most secretive organization, and where a lot of my buddies work that were team guys, DOE. Department of Energy. They own Area 51. They own that whole. They have their own ramp out there at Nellis Air Force Base that nobody knows. You know, that's like, it's not a secret because it's there. But
no one uses it but theirs.
DOE, yeah, and Department of Energy, and they own that whole. If you ever go to Nellis Air Force Base out in Vegas, that whole area is Nellis firing range where Area 51 is. Groom Lake, it's right there.
Yeah, they do a lot of fighting stuff. simulations with planes.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do out there. Been out there. We used to go out there, rotate with the team out there for, you know, we say red flag. There's so many different red flags, but we go out there for red flag. We'd always work with the A-10 Fighter Weapons School. Yeah. And we would have, you know, go out there. And there's a thing out there. Air 51 is right in the middle of the whole range. Because,
yeah.
And it is the about 1,000 meters around it. It's called the wrap.
You can't fly over.
No, the wrap. If the wrap is cold, that means there's nothing. You can use that. If the wrap is hot, you can't use it. That means you got to play your war games all the way around. Can't go within the wrap. And Area 51, you can't go in, but you could go play in the wrap. We did or did not do a mission where we entered the wrap because we were told it was cold once each range brief, and then we got met by guys in dark glasses that wanted gun tapes from our helicopters and the A-10s.
That's wild.
And but it's those guys that, you know, Groom Lake is out there. That's and you know, do a lot of stuff. Now all these classified things that are coming up right now, they've got to be, and we're crazy if we don't think that there's nothing out there.
Oh, absolutely.
We're just crazy. I mean, it's a universe. You know,
it's crazy. It's crazy big.
We can't be the only things out there. And it's, I can see why the government doesn't want to, if they get information, they want to keep it. First of all, they don't want anybody else to get the information.
Yeah.
They want to keep their population. Hey, we're good. There's
they
no
UFOs.
They
want like masses. People just freaking out.
What was that Will Smith movie, Independence Day?
Yeah,
yeah, it's like
mass hysteria.
It's mass hysteria. Yeah. So, I mean, I get it. I mean, and I just like, I've never seen anything that, you know, I've seen stuff, but it's all been explainable. I've never seen something that really stood out. But I wouldn't lose sleep over it because they're going to come eat all the people. We're just in line because we don't have nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have plenty of ammo. I'm going to take a couple out with me, as many as I can, to protect my family, and then hopefully they eat us and that probe us. You know, and I'm cool with that. You know, I'm good with that. I'll fight my way through it. But I mean, there's one that. This thing dropped from 10,000 feet to sea level in one second.
Yeah, unexplainable.
You know, like that's insane.
It's insane. The amount of G's that you're pulling in there, there's no one can survive.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, 10,000 in 1 second. That's nuts.
You're just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's like, it always still amazes you that they can keep a lot of this stuff quiet.
Yeah.
Because an aircraft carrier saw this.
Yeah.
And we didn't hear about it for 3 years. An aircraft carrier.
That's a 1,000 people.
That's a floating city.
It's more than 1,000 people.
Yeah.
I don't know. 1,500?
It's a small city. It's more than that.
God. Yeah. They are huge. It's a small city. You're right.
Yeah. It's a small city. And we didn't hear anything about
it. That's wild.
And that's.
That's some hush hush.
That didn't happen. You know, everybody on that ship was like.
Talking about
it. Yeah. Look.
Yeah. Did you see that thing go ding, 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 ding? Yeah.
But you get like. Nothing's been put out, so you know.
They got that.
I don't know.
My government says, "Sign this piece of paper."
You sign this piece of paper. Remember, we know where you live.
Yeah,
yeah.
If there's anything spoken of, you'll just disappear.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's gonna be
it's
okay.
So wild. No. So I mean that. I mean, it, to me, it's just you know. It's wild. I mean, it's finally, you know, I always thought, yeah, there was something, you know, other planets, but now you sit here and I'm like, you know.
But it's funny because you're like, you know, we're such an advanced society. And we're like, really? They thought they were an advanced society when they had stagecoaches. You know, we're not that advanced.
Yeah.
I mean, come back. And I've heard people say, well, it's just us visiting us in time machines. And I'm like, what?
Someone just texted and said, my wife's grandfather worked for the NSA and said the government has been using fiber optics since the 40s.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's wild. Jamie's like, I'm just going to sit here and hang out.
Oh, man.
Joe Rogan Experience, Bob Lazar, and Jeremy. What's this one? Oh, okay. So Joe Rogan, he has a podcast or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Don't say.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen this. So I guess this is where they're talking about. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, for me, it's wild, you know.
For everyone. I mean.
Yeah. But some people don't believe it. You know, you have to see it to believe it. You know, some people are that way. Yeah. But me, I'm like, shoot. You know.
It's not going to consume you, though.
I know.
There's people that are like,
shoot back. What was even crazier is I'm listening to Eric Raines and all them in the morning, and Cole and all them, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, and he's telling a story where a Lamborghini and Audi got held up gunpoint right here. So they're sitting in their car and a shotgun gets put on your head. Hey, let me get that Lambo out you. Jesus Christy, right up. I mean, it's wild, and that's close to home right here.
It's right here. We're the 10th biggest state in the—we just moved up from 11th to 10th biggest city in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, so you sit here, this type of crime's coming here now. That's what happens when you grow.
Yeah, it does.
And
all the Calis.
Yeah, all the Calis coming here. Little punks. Cali punks.
Have you ever, like, seen how many California license plates there have been running around here? A ton.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bunch of Washington, too.
I'm
looking at Johnny Oates
right
now.
Yeah, those dirty Washingtonians coming down here.
Yeah.
Bringing their bad baseball and rain down here.
Bringing all their wacky weed out here.
Wacky tobacco.
Yeah.
Wacky weed. Does Washington have good stuff? I thought it was like Oregon.
We were like the second to legalize.
Yeah, so y'all up in the mountains.
It was like Colorado, and then Washington was shortly after.
Yeah.
Yeah, Colorado's been, they've had it for a while, though, too.
Yeah, Colorado. Bo Scaife's out there growing. He has a big old grow house.
Yeah.
Crushing, doing a good job.
Are they, do they test for weed in NFL?
Yeah.
They do. Mm-hmm. Is it?
I don't think they do now. I think they just took it off.
They just took it off.
Yeah. You got tested for all street drugs once a year, and then you got tested for steroids, like, you know, 3-4 times a year.
Were they those 3-4 times a year random? Just random drug tests?
Yeah. The one for street drugs, you knew it was going to come in March, because it was after season, once there was team activities.
Gotcha.
Because you can't really test a team if it's not an official team activity, because then not all the players will be there, you know?
Yeah.
But
You see your guy Zeke and his dog attacks.
Yeah, what is going on with that dude?
He's got three pit bulls and two Rottweilers. He's getting sued by his pool cleaning. A girl got bit that was a pool cleaner, and I'm like,
why do you not have your dogs freaking locked inside? Because at the beginning of COVID, they got out and bit somebody too.
Yeah, they did. That's the second bite, and I'm like, who needs three pit bulls and two Rottweilers? I don't know. I got one Rottweiler, and she's
a sweetheart.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
But that's like crazy. I don't know. It's a lot of money. Just a lot of money. Everybody's wondering how our the quarterback Dak's going to do this year. And
he has to get healthy.
Yeah, you know? I mean, he's been out. I don't know. Were you ever injured and gone for a long period of time?
Yeah. My ankle.
Ankle.
Yeah, I got a plate in my leg and I got a tight rope. Like, I got rolled up on. I tore all my ankle ligaments. So I had to repair all that. And then I didn't break my bone, though.
Right.
My tib and fib just kind of pulled apart.
So they probably said it would have been better if you would have broke your bone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so now they had to put a plate in the side of my fibula, and that goes across on the inside. And there's a button on the inside of my heel, inside of my, you know, ankle bone or whatever. Yeah. With a tightrope in there, that had to pull it together. There was two in there, and there was only one.
Did you kind of run around one of those three wheelers for a while?
Your little knee scooter.
Your knee scooter.
I had the knee scooter. Yeah, but it's a pain in the ass. I was in a boot for. I was in crutches and boot for like 3 months. I was in crutches for 3 months.
I had my ankle fused.
Kubiak was like, Casey, you need to get out of your house. He goes, dude, you're white. Like, he goes, you need to get out in the sun and do something. Kubiak's like, you haven't moved in a month. I was like, yeah, all right. So I started coming around again. You know, he's like, get out of your house. He goes,
Something.
Because he asked the guys, anybody seen Studdard?
Mm-hmm.
He comes in for his little rehab and he's out. You know what I mean? But like I wasn't going out. I couldn't go anywhere. Yeah. So I was just like depressed at my house.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
The whole time. Well,
yeah.
It sucked.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, everyone's playing ball and you're sitting here hurt. That's great.
Three-wheeler.
Yeah. And so he called me like, Stud. I'm like, yes, sir. He's like, you need to get out of your house. He goes, when I walked by you the other morning when you were rehabbing, he's like, you don't look like you've been outside at all. It looked like you've just been like, you know, just cuffed up and, you know, sitting on your couch. I was like, yeah. I mean, what else am I going to do? You got to walk, you know, crutches to go to the bathroom. That sucks. Anything.
What do they do with your contract when that happens? Do you still get the same game checks? Do you still get when you're injured? Or is there like a clause that what you're getting?
Yeah, no, you get, it's IR. So when you go on IR, it's like, I don't know, like 200,000 or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, so, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's like half your
game check that you were going to get?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Take about half of it.
Do they literally just give you a game check? I mean, is it handed
to you? It's like, what's in your locker after?
It's in your locker.
On like a Monday or Tuesday or whatever.
That is so old school.
But some people, like Lyle, like, see, I have mine automatically deposited, right. So I just went that way. You know, just give you like a, yeah. What went in, a stub.
Right.
Lyle's like, no, I want the check. Because Lyle like to go to the bank and be like, here you go. Well, I was like, I like to see it.
I just like to see the numbers.
Yeah, he goes, I want to see it, and then I want to put it in there. I don't want it to just be in my account. I'm like, are you sure it's in there? You know? Is that real?
Anyway. I was dying when you told me how you got taxed when you went to different states and different right. cities.
I didn't even know any about that. My mom came in town. She's like, okay, you ready to do your taxes? I'm like, yeah. We just got Texas. She's like, well, I was like, what are all these? She goes, you got to do it every freaking, you know. My first couple years.
Everyone's taking money. Everyone's like, hey, you're in New York for 12 hours.
New York, my last year we played there, I guess I owed him like $250.
Okay.
$250. So this is like 2012, right, or something like that.
Yeah.
2014, I'm out, and I go to use my card, and they're like, all your stuff's frozen. I'm like, what's going on? And so I call the bank, and they're like, oh, the IRS or something like for tax. I was like, what?
For tax evasion?
And I was like, and so I get a hold of them. I was like, you don't think I would have paid you $250? Like, you're gonna freeze my whole account for $250? I'm sure there's some people out there that you owe a lot more freaking money than $250. I mean, it was $250. It froze my whole account. I was like, well, here's your $250. Like, thank you, sir.
Did they add penalties to it at all or anything?
No.
No. Just here's your $250. That's nuts.
I think it was like $300 after everything was said and done. I was like, what in the hell?
Your boy Steve got a hog last night up there in Valley Mills. Let me see if I can pull this up.
You still shooting him on that ridge?
I don't know.
That's well, a nice one. Shot right in the head.
Yeah.
Nice shot.
Yeah. They were using, they had an NVG and another different type of night scope they're shooting tonight.
Oh, so they're plucking now.
Yeah, they're using the Blackout 300 with suppressors.
Oh, so they're out there just scoping a field. Ooh, look at that big bastard. That's the best. Because you can sit there and you're like, you can go lay corn anywhere. You don't have to have any lights on. You're like, all right, we're going to sit here on top of this hill.
That's it.
We got four different piles. Group thump. By group.
Thump, 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 thump. Thump. The problem with those is like the big ones, they ain't good for eating. The piglets and the, you know, anything under 100 pounds.
The 60 pounders.
60 pounds?
The 60 pound red ones. The little red ones are about 60 pounds.
The cute ones?
Oh, man. They're tender, boy. They ain't got that tough meat on them. Mm-hmm. The little 60 pounders are the best ones. Yeah. You can just take them off right there, throw them on the pit, and do a whole hog real quick.
Hey, you ever had one of the pork chops over there at Cooper's?
Cooper's downtown?
Yeah. Well, no. I've had Cooper's up in Atlanta too.
Cooper's in Atlanta is way better. Than
it is,
downtown.
It is. But I mean, I just I went with my buddy that I played football with in college owns a race stream that's out here doing the. He's in the truck series. I don't know. It's camping. I don't know anything about NASCAR.
Yeah.
But he's like, hey, I'm in town. Let's go get some barbecue. So I went there and he got the pork chop and he loved it.
Yeah. Is it better than? That Friday pork chop at
That's a whole different taste, you know.
It is? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I like, I can do Pork Chop Friday at Perry's like once every 2 or 3 months. Yeah. And it's great. But, yeah. But this,
I'm not a pork chop all the time, man, anyways. But yeah. Now, like,
switch it up.
Perry's has a good pork
Perry's
chop.
Perry's, they do have a great Friday Pork Chop Friday. It's amazing.
Yeah. I don't know if that's just because you get a huge portion and a good price. You know what I mean?
That, do you like you getting over on somebody?
And I get applesauce. I love applesauce.
Oh, applesauce. You know.
Hey, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Big Ugly Tailgate after this. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Me and Jamie Frazier sitting in the house. Jamie just totally like shot down my whole alien thing.
Didn't mean to.
He was like, you know, sometimes it's, you know, he's like, you can never fly over Area 51. But he said there was one time it was open. We went by, and next thing we know, a bunch of suits and black glasses came up to us and said, hey, we didn't need all this. Okay. But, I mean, that happens all the time. Do you think the men in black people are real? Is that kind of what they are?
The men in black guys are just the guys that work for either NSA or DOE, and they just their job is to do what
What's
they
What's NSA
do.
Stand for?
National Security Agency.
National Security Agency?
Yeah, DOE is the Department of Energy.
Department of Energy, gotcha. And they have Department of Energy. That's wild. And that's a bunch of that's nuts.
They call the whole group of those things is because we'd get missions from we call them all OGA, other government agencies.
Yeah.
And like OGAs, those were always the worst missions whenever you're working with those guys.
Was it the skill level? Or was you don't know what you're getting into?
Yeah, you never know what you're getting into.
So they have all the all the info, and you guys are just going in there like, okay, we're flying where?
Yeah.
Why?
It's like, here's a grid. Okay. This is where you go.
That's wild.
No, it's just...
That's just missions.
It's just stupid.
That's wild.
Like, yeah.
Like, no. So secretive and all that kind of crap.
Their names are all the same. My name's Bob. Which
also,
his name is Bob.
That's really true. They're all Bob.
Well, they're whoever they want to be. That's you don't funny. Know who they are.
Yeah, that's funny.
Manifest on file. That's it. Okay, great. Thanks. Jump in. Where are we going? Here's your grid. Okay, great. Thanks. What's there? Yeah, you don't need to know.
You don't need to know that. What's there? You don't need to know that.
You guys are just their Uber. Okay,
yeah, you're our Uber. That's it. That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's, yeah. Thanks, I mean, guys. those are the scariest ones, though, because you don't know what's, you know, you have no idea what you're prepping for. And you're like, are we flying into fire or no?
Well, I mean, OGA would do stupid, like, you know, OGA is, but most guys we dealt with were like CIA, but, you know, they're not telling you what they're doing. And, you know, sometimes it's as mundane as they're going to different spots to load crypto, which is the cryptology that they load for all your communication devices. So it's secured.
Yeah.
And they would roll crypto, you know, they used to roll it like, you know, every week or every day, and you'd have to take these guys out to the other CIA guys out there in the field, and they'd go out there and they'd load the crypto and they'd get back in. We'd go to the next spot, and that's sometimes it's just like that. But you don't
really protect y'all's comp and all that. Kind
all
of
the
stuff.
Comps, right? And they they'd spin crypto, and you'd be like, "That's a boring mission, but let's go do it." You can get killed any place doing a boring mission or exciting mission, but it was just like everyone hated it when you. On the board, and it was be like OGA, and you're like, oh, I don't want to do an OGA mission. Thank you. So you think 2:30 is the baseball game?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully this kind of gets out of here because I got a lot of barbecue to sell too today. So y'all are hungry, and you know you don't want to. You want to, you know.
What do you got in the? You got brisket. You got
brisket, ribs, chicken, turkey, beef, jalapeno cheese sausage. Beef and jalapeno cheese sausage, pulled pork.
How
ribs.
Was it? Were you up late last night?
Yeah, I've been up all night.
How was the weather? I didn't even look.
I got a little bit of sprinkle about 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So it was good. I mean, crazy thing is this rain's been killing us, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, just rain during the week. It's like raining on my...
That was awesome yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday was a little hot, too, though.
That's true. We've had actually a great May. I mean, this is...
Yeah, 80 degrees, nothing 90s.
So, if UT wins, you got to have TCU lose. And they missed that opportunity
already
on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody lost. TCU lost...
And West Virginia's not that good of a ball club.
No. But, like, it was weird. All top three teams, Texas Tech, they lost. UT lost, and TCU lost Thursday.
Well, hopefully TCU loses today.
Hopefully. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Have you been, how many times have you been out to, in the spring ball, did you get out to?
I just went to one or two practices.
Yeah.
At the stadium.
Did you get to talk with Sark?
Yeah, I talked to him for a little bit. You
nice
know.
Guy?
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Is he about your age?
No, he's older than me.
Is he a lot older or just...
He was coaching. He was on the coaching staff when I in the national championship.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's older. I'm not there yet.
What do you have to say? Anything?
Oh, just... I sent him a bunch. They got some barbecue from me, and he just told me thanks for the barbecue and everything and blah, 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 and...
Know who's on stage today with the graduation? Big O, Dr. Octavius Bishop.
Is he speaking today?
I don't know if he's... I know he's up on stage.
That's good, though. He probably has all those... what are the little tassels?
Oh, yeah.
Man. Me and Lyle have the funniest story. So Richard Ohega, he is the dean of the education school.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Lau graduating, we're walking together. It was like me, him, and Blaylock, and I think Valdez or someone. I think that was it. And Selvin, and I think Selvin too. But Richard walked by, and I was like, yo, let me get some of them cords. So Lau got one, and I got two of them. And you know, I don't even know what they mean. You know, I have no idea. And I'm walking across, and I'm taking pictures. I got all these cords on. And he's laughing his ass off, and he's like, Casey, he's like, this is like national honors.
Right.
This is like all this like crazy. People are walking by like, Casey was smart like that? Like, what in the hell? Like,
Casey. It was
Casey graduated with honors? Like, 4.0? No
you
way.
You didn't even have to make a resume. You just send a picture of yourself.
Yeah. You see? Look at these cords I have on.
That's funny.
We had a police chief text in and say, what's the difference between Stark and Herman, in your opinion? You know, just hearing all the stuff, you know, coming out about Herman, it's like, dang. Well, see, because I don't pay attention to all that kind of stuff, right. You know what I mean?
And how involved was the alumni with Herman? I mean, did he reach out to you guys at all?
I don't know if he reached... I mean, I was doing caterings. I mean,
yeah.
We were welcome.
You're welcome.
We do whatever
that's
we
what
want.
I was just saying. Yeah.
We're absolutely welcome. Okay. We're allowed to do whatever, you know what I mean? Absolutely welcome. Yeah. None of that. But the difference between them, Tom Herman, I felt like, was a better offensive coordinator than he was a head coach. And when he called his own plays and did his own thing, it was like, okay, you can really see something a little bit, you know what I mean? But it was like his the plays that made him become a head coach and the type of, you know, like dynamic, you know, stuff that went on, like, he didn't use that. Like, it's like... I was like, why are we, you know what I mean? So that was weird to me. But I think the biggest difference between both of them, you know, Coach Stark, he's older. He's been through, he went to Washington, went to SC, you know, and he's been to the bottom and he's back up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
America likes a redemption story. They do.
Yeah, and
they
he's really been with Saban, you know, and
Herman was on a roll from, Ohio State. Then he, you know, he had, you know, before that, but then he went to U of H and he was
Iowa State, then U of H.
Yeah, but he was like the
next in line.
Yeah, the next in line.
Yeah. No, he was the next thing.
Yeah.
And I think he got a little cocky. I mean,
sure.
Clearly, you know, I think he came in thinking, you know, his crap didn't stink. I think that was one of the big things. I guess, you know, he rubbed feathers with the wrong, you know, he thought he was better than, I mean, and he should know that. He should know you have to be, but I mean, he thought he was better. I don't know. To me, it looked like he thought he was better than all that.
I mean, the talent he had, even, but I don't think I produced, but he always had a top 10 recruiting class.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're getting that talent.
But he didn't develop any talent.
Right.
Like, we'll see if Coach Sark can develop any talent.
Yeah.
You know, because there is still talent on that team. Like, Coach Herman has good players there right now.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But, you know, a lot of it is, too, one of those things where you get, you know, people. If you commit to Texas, you go from a 3 to 4 star type stuff. You know what I mean?
I kind of am very interested in watching what happens to NCAA, especially football, when they're going to start paying the kids, and how that's going to work out. And you know, did you guys got stipends at all while you were there?
Well, no. We just got our scholarship, but see, when we're there. They could only give us one. They didn't even, if you lived off campus, you know, your check was like, I don't know, $1,100, right?
Right.
But that went for rent and everything else,
right.
And you weren't getting 3 square meals.
Right.
These kids now are getting like $1,800, and they live on campus,
gotcha.
In a dorm, and they get 3 square meals. So they're not paying anything. They're just pocketing $1,800 and probably paying their phone bill, right? I'm like, golly. I had $300 to just buy beer for a month. You know what I mean?
The best beer for $300.
I'm like, all right, well, what do we got here? We get a keg of Keystone, keep it on ice for a month. Keep her in the shower. We're not showering. You can shower at the facility.
I'm going to go eat one of those buffets. Thank you. Yeah.
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 Mr. Gaddy's.
Mr. Gaddy.
$7, a bowl of ranch, and free and all you can eat pizza?
I'm in.
All day, baby. All day, baby.
I'm not leaving this place. You eat too much. You go away.
Hold on. They're saying that LeBron got suspended for violating COVID protocol.
I didn't see that.
Shoot, if he got suspended, dang. That's wild.
But
well, I mean, at least I wouldn't expect they would do that to LeBron.
No, I mean, it's a marquee player here.
Yeah, it's the player. Ooh, someone just chipped in from the side. Who is that? Spieth? Nope, not Spieth. Come on, Spieth. There you go. Yep. Mickelson, Spieth just birdied number 3 or 4, whatever, to go to +3. So he's 1 under for the day today. Yeah, that's about all I got going on. Rory's about to tee off right now. He's still +4, but he's just on number 2. Anyways, the PGA Championship is underway. So if y'all are golfers, go ahead and tune in. A bunch of the guys are already out there swinging the clubs right now. We got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
Highwayman along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
What's going on, everybody? I like that song.
That's a good song.
I've drank a lot of beer to this song. Aggies failed to qualify for the SEC baseball tournament. They won't make the NCAA tournament either. Miss it in basketball as well.
Hoping for a
thriving sip. Down there in College Station. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
The NASCAR race today at COTA. I mean, I don't even know if that's going to go off today.
They have rain. It's the truck. I don't know what it's called, but it's they got the trucks. They got something else racing today.
Those badass blowers blowing off the track and all that crazy stuff.
But they have, like, rain tires, and they're saying that they should be able to run it as long as there's no lightning. If there's any lightning, they're going to call it. So
that's wild, though. I was running rain tires, going 120 around a corner.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
It's like, well, NASCAR guys.
It's a puckering moment.
NASCAR guys only turn left, and now they're going to turn right and left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I'm sucking cotton up in that moment.
No, but they're like, they do tons and tons of training on these really cool simulators, all the drivers.
Wet.
No, before they get to the track, and because they get the practice.
Wow.
So they practice at...
they have them in their semis and stuff, I hear.
Yeah, and they have them, and they go in there, and they run the
houses,
whole...
Yeah.
Yeah, and they run the whole thing, and they're really amazing simulators that they get to see the track before they get out there, and then they always have like a practice track and a couple hours on that. Look, he just rolled in.
Oh, Colonel.
Look at that.
Been out of town for a while. You know, doing his summer camps. Doing his summer camps. Well, that's good that they have camps, though, because shoot, last year, Colonel wasn't having this camp.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cuff it up.
Oh, you know what?
What?
You know what Abilene did? Abilene said, we're having.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, no.
David Thomas is like, execute.
Yeah, execute. Yeah, no, DT had his camp up there in Lubbock, Abilene area. Not really that close to each other, but yeah. No, but anyways, DT, he's up there now. I don't ever see him anymore.
Wow.
You see him every once in a while, go up at the facility or whatever. But shoot, you know, everyone always talks about they sit there and they're like, man, I haven't seen, you know, we haven't seen, I was like, well, no one's seen each other in a year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, don't think it's been like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not because I don't like you. It's because we're in a pandemic. And
pandemic.
A pandemic.
I don't know how often you use that words before this. The pandemic, never.
Pandemic. Nope. I don't think I ever used pandemic before.
Before COVID.
For COVID.
Pandemic.
You know, you talk about...
say damn pan.
Yeah.
Damn pan.
Spieth. There you go. There it is.
There's the Colonel. Say hello, Colonel.
Good morning, everybody.
There it is. Now he's on the mic.
Sue Patrick.
That's funny. I was sitting there yesterday, and I was looking at ESPN, looking at baseball. You know, with all the no-hitters and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty wild, right?
Yeah, Jeff Fry and I, we've talked about it. Every no-hitter just proves his point.
But it's weird how it's a no-hitter of, like, no-namer type guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're
not really, like,
marquee guys.
Not a marquee, you know, yeah. Starter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, listen to Hogan, and they said, you know, what it is, it's just everyone's trying to, you know, hit up at a ball and try to hit out the stadium now instead of getting on base.
That's right, which makes a great opportunity for a team that'll put their ego aside and manufacture runs like the Longhorns did for like four decades when Moreland was playing and under
Augie.
And Gus. And we would have a lead against the Longhorns, for example, and we knew somewhere around the sixth or seventh inning.
They're going to start advancing people.
Yeah, and that no lead was safe.
No.
Because they were going to manufacture. Even their Army team, little Army team, came in here to play in a regional and had the Longhorns down like seven or eight runs about 7 years ago here at Dish Falk. And then August, you know, Longhorns started doing. And I was listening on the radio at West Point, and I was like, okay, they base on balls, hit by a pitch, bunted the guy over, hit behind him. Next thing you know, the Army team gets beat, and they're walking out to the bus. And
it's just that, you know,
super regional.
Putting a bat on a ball, getting on base.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know.
Strikeouts are at an all-time high in the history of the game.
Everyone's right swinging now. For the fence.
Which makes a great opportunity for a coach to...
Everybody loves home runs.
I guess.
Everybody loves home runs.
I'll tell you what, who's impressive is that Asani or...
How
from
about that?
Washington.
Did you hear Gene Watson talking about him this week?
Is it Washington or Cincinnati?
For?
The Asani, the pitcher batter.
No, it's not Washington or Cincinnati. It's
a red team.
No, it's the Angels.
Angels. Yeah, he's with Angels. That's right. He's with Angels. Yeah. Yeah, and, he's impressive. You know, he reminds you of a Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're
like, that's badass. Yeah. You know, everybody these days... and it goes all the way back to freaking, like, my son's in T-ball, and they had a freaking, hey, you want to try for All-Stars? I'm like, no, it's freaking T-ball.
I had a mom ask me
I
that.
You, and I said it, too. We had a, like, the whole team was sitting there, and all the parents were there. And the coach was like, okay, well, we got tryouts for All-Stars. And I said, All-Stars for T-ball? My wife, like, hit me. I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah. I was like, all right, we're going fishing. We're going fishing and hunting. I mean, like, you're about to turn 6 years old, and you want to go play another, like, 30 games, like, 20 games.
I had a college head coach tell me one time, he said, you show me a kid that has played select ball his whole life, and I'll show you a scholarship that I do not have to give.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Like, you can't be sports-specific. Like, if you want to be a better athlete in this world and be better, you know, at something, like, you got to run track. You got to learn how to run.
You got to be
active.
I always thought the best defensive backs are guys that had played soccer. Just great footwork.
My dad made me play basketball.
Oh, that's right. Interesting.
My dad made me play basketball. My dad was like, no, you're not going to wrestle. You're playing basketball. You know, but yeah. I always played basketball growing up.
Right.
But it was, everyone always asked me why. I was like, because playing defense, that's moving your feet. That's side to side.
You got
to
be athletic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you dance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I mean, I'm not asking you to dance.
I was like, what kind of dancing you want to do, Colonel?
Asking for a friend. I mean, how's your footwork? I mean,
asking for a friend. No, I got good footwork. I'm light on my toes. I got quick feet.
Have you seen the Big O's? I mean, he's done his footwork thing out here. Yeah. And every once in a while, you guys start to feel froggy, and you're kind of like the Toby Keith song. I'm not as good as one time.
I was listening to that damn song yesterday while I was cutting meat.
But I've seen the Big O out here in the hallway.
They had a speed ladder out there, and he's sitting in the speed ladder.
Yeah, his hands and that first step, man. He said, I still got it once.
I still got it once.
I can do it one time.
One
I'll
time.
Be sore
we're
in the
put,
morning.
We're put yeah. you in for one play. That's it.
Be sore in the morning, but I can do it one time.
You playing a par 5 at, you know, 561 yards, 600 yard.
Jeff Fry did something the other day that I couldn't believe. We were playing in a scramble in Abilene. It was a great, great event. And he goes, hey, Flowey, check this out. And he put a little, like, Carmex on the face of his driver.
Oh, man.
And he hit his driver. He already drives the ball 300 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts a little Carmex on the face of his driver.
Yeah.
And he talk about launch angle with Fry. Maybe he didn't do it as a player, but in a scramble he will. Yeah. And he hits this joker, and he hits like a 300-yard. I'm talking in the air, carrying 300.
Oh, yeah.
A knuckleball. Because no spin when you hit it with that Carmex on it, and this thing went forever.
That's wild.
And this guy.
So if it's not windy, that's the day to use that. If you can hit it straight. If you can hit it straight is the thing.
We were with this, because of the weeds.
We were in a foursome. One of the guys was this land developer who's 65 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a par 5. And he goes, tell you what, boys, free beer on this one for the longest drive. And we're like, okay. And so Frito puts his little Carmex thing on there and jacks one down there about 320. And I hit one much less than that.
Much less than
and,
that.
And we're standing there, and all of a sudden the 65-year-old just walks off the tee box without hitting. He gets in his cart. He drives his cart forward about 45 yards and tees up from the senior tees for the
senior
first time. It smokes one by Fry.
Yeah.
He goes, like, well, Bud Light.
Yeah, I'll take a Bud Light, please.
Fry and I go, we got to remember that.
That's a great one. I was wondering where you're going with it.
It was a big league move, man. He just laughed.
So my dad was playing for the Broncos. They'd always go pheasant hunting, quail hunting in Colorado. And so it was my dad, John Elway, a guy named Fitzgerald, and Phil Scott, and I think maybe one other one, like Keith Bishop or something like that. And or might have been Bunsey. But so they're all hunting.
Right.
And they start gambling. So it's $10 a shell. You know what I mean? So it's at the end of the day, it's who shot the most birds with the less amount of shells.
Right.
And so
the entire day. Oh, so there's honor system.
Yeah, you're picking your shells up, and it's everyone's, you know, blah, blah, blah. And my dad's like, my dad and Phil Scott were like, yeah, we already know this one. And so Elway and Bunsey were sitting there, and they're like, oh, we're going to get this old man. He hadn't even taken a shot yet. But so at the end of the day, Fitzgerald shoots one shot, shoots one dead pheasant, right? And he only used one shell.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, They had like, I don't know, 10 misses. I think Fitzgerald took them for like $500-600 a piece. Because, I mean, it was like, you know, 10 bucks a shell, you know, or 20 bucks a shell or something like that. But the whole time, Fitzgerald's like, it's how many shells you shoot.
Right.
Oh, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, I'm one for one.
Yeah.
I'm one for one. So I'm good.
Perfect. Yeah.
And he's perfect. And so he's like, all right, gave me all the money.
Yeah.
And they're like, and then I asked my dad, they're like, damn, Studley, why didn't you let us know? He's like, why didn't you think I got in on the bet? You know what I mean? So, but no, that's that old man trickery.
I was at the Senior Bowl with Elway one time. He walks into the room. We're sitting there with Stan Brock, me, Ming Joe Green, who's not that tall, by the way. Mm-hmm. And Elway walks in. You got to tell me if he was tight or not, because he walks in, Senior Bowl, we're in some, like, the Hampton Inn or something right across from the big hotel. And he walks in, and he sits down with us for a few minutes. He goes, hey, is this where we get our gear? He's the GM of the Broncos. And he's there to get the sweatshirt and the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, this isn't where you get your Under Armour gear for the Reese's Senior Bowl, John.
Yeah.
It's next door. And he got up and went and got a whole bag full of gear.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I don't know.
What the hell is going on out here?
I know he likes scotch. I know that much. But anyways, hey, we got to get going.